Portugal the Man on Mix 97. Interesting conversation this morning with Dr. Julie Galthorpe and a registered nurse from Toronto, from Kingston, rather, Romney. We were talking about compassion fatigue. I was at this conference last week at the University of Toronto as the representative from the Hastings Prince Edward Health Unit. I'm on the board there, and one of the employees at the public health office, Eric Serwatka, we were sitting together and we were talking about this compassion fatigue and something maybe that we overlooked in the healthcare. Is that, was that fair to say?
Yeah, it's fair. And I think also individuals overlook it until they realize that there's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I was talking to someone and she said that she was dealing with a whole bunch of cases one day and actually sat down with another professional to kind of go through a case. And that professional asked her, you know, how are you doing? And she said that all the emotions came up for her. And she was like, you know what? I can't even go to how I'm doing right now. I've got way too much to take care of. And that seems to be a pattern, is that it's just this keep calm, carry on. But what's happening underneath it all is that breakdown in tolerance and that ability to cope. So that's why we must be conscious about the volume of people that we're treating. And obviously this becomes a systemic issue because it's not something that the individual nurse, doctor, social worker, or police officer can change, but there needs to be an awareness at a budgeting or political level, which I think this conference was about, right?
Yeah.
And then individually, people in helping professions have to consider themselves as human. Right. There was once this video that was posted of this ER doctor and he was breaking down in the parking lot and everyone was really surprised to see this. Well, you know, it's normal to experience overwhelming emotions when you hear horrible things or treat the outcome of horrible things. So it's important to find people that you can talk to about this. And when you're not doing well, try to limit what you're exposing yourself to outside of work. So like the news, violent movies, things that can also be activating. And you have to make self-care mandatory. So that's the only way to reduce the risk is to care for your physical and mental health. So, you know, don't add another problem, which can become an avoidance strategy, including alcohol or other avoidance things like gambling, overuse of food, etc. You know, sure, we all need to escape sometimes, but this is not going to help on a daily basis.
Good stuff this morning. That was a good conversation. I'm sure many have learned something this morning, and you will not be here tomorrow.
That's right.
Yeah.